the subject that the Lord laid on my heart is the accuser is cast down. Now, you girls, I'm going to need some readers, so get ready to read. The accuser is cast down. The accuser is the devil. And we want to look at Revelations 12 and 10. Yes. Read loud, please.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now has come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night."
And when we read that, we realize that the accuser that's cast down is the devil. He's the one that, according to this scripture, says accuses the brethren to the Lord day and night. We talked last week about our enemies, and we found out that the devil is the enemy, and he's the one that tries to destroy and cast us down and just snuff the life out of us if he could. But he can't. You know why? Because of Jesus. It says salvation. Because of salvation, he's a defeated foe. And so we don't have to be bound down under his control anymore. Today, many people are bound down under the control of the enemy, but they don't have to be, because God has provided a way that they could be free, that we could be free. Today, we are free because of Jesus. For generations, the devil had control of people, and they had what's called the can't help it. They couldn't help it. They would sin. God provided that they could go and offer sacrifices once a year. So they would go and they would offer sacrifice for their sin, and then they'd go back and sin some more. And then this went on and on for generations. But then the Lord sent his son to make a way that we could be saved, where we don't have to continue under his clutches. So let's go to Isaiah 61 and 1.
Isaiah 61 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
Okay, so back in the Old Testament time, back before Jesus came, people were bound, like I said, under sin. But the Lord allowed them, Moses, to give the law so that people began to know really what sin was. The law opened their eyes to what sin was. And so then they would go year by year and repent and go and do it again. But the Lord offer sacrifices for their sin. But God sent Jesus. This scripture refers to Jesus. It refers to him sending his son to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Today, people are bound under many habits, many problems they have. They don't know what to do. The habits of drugs and alcohol and things that control them and make them do things and say things and act in ways that they wouldn't necessarily want to do, but they got to can't help it. But today, we have freedom through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Luke 4 and 19.
The Spirit of the Lord Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised.
Continue.
The acceptable year of the Lord.
And continue on a little bit more.
And he closed the book and he gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him.
Keep going.
And he began to say unto them, this day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears.
All right. Good. So what had happened, Jesus was in the synagogue. They gave him the book, the word, and he read their scripture, which is the same scripture that we read in Isaiah. And he said, this day is it fulfilled in your ear. That's what he said, right? And you see what's happening here is he's letting them know that this was prophesied, that I am the one that came to do this. I'm the one that's providing salvation. I'm the one that's providing freedom to the captive, the healing to the blind, opening of the sight to the blind, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Those during Jesus' time while he was here, he healed the sick. He raised the dead. He gave sight to the blind. He made the lame walk. All of this is included in here. And those that were possessed with devils, he cast out devils. People today, some people today are devil possessed, and they need the power of God to cast that devil out. Well, it's open up to us. Prior to that, it didn't happen like that. Now and then, the Lord will work a miracle, but when Jesus came, he fulfilled the word of God and provided all this freedom for us. So today, we don't have to be bound down under nothing of the devil, whether it's our physical or, in fact, he provided now for healing. People need healing. There are people that are under depression, and they're under various things. But God has provided this healing, Jesus, through Jesus Christ. Today we can be free. We can be happy. We can enjoy our being here on this earth. We don't have to be bound down. We don't have to be sad. We don't have to go down with our heads hung down anymore because of Jesus. He brings freedom. He brings hope. You know, sometimes we are saddened when we hear of various people that commit suicide. They have so much going on in their life. They don't know what to do about it. So they take their own lives, but they don't have to, because Jesus has come to set liberty to the captive. He sets us free. He makes us happy. He gives us a way out. Sometimes it looks like we're in a circumstance we don't know our way out. But through Jesus, there is a way out. And so we're thankful for the hope that's in Christ our Lord. One song in our song book says, have you any hope within you of a life beyond the grave? Jesus has provided this hope. We don't have to be down anymore. We can be happy and we can be free. Let's go to Isaiah 53:5.
Isaiah 53:5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of the Lord,
of our peace,
chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed.
Look at this. So Jesus, he was wounded for our transgressions. So we don't have to sin now. We can be free from sin. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. peace. He brought peace to the earth. We can have peace. We don't have to be in a situation where we're bickering and fighting and all of this because of Jesus. Jesus brings peace even to our homes. And so it's so wonderful what God has done for us. And even when we're sick. Did you know Jesus wants to heal us when we're sick? Yes. Some people don't understand that Jesus is a healer. But he brought all of this. And we're so thankful for his goodness and his mercies. But, you know, it's like we have, I could say to Samaya, I could say, here, here's a gift. I'm giving you this gift. But it's up to her to take it, right? It doesn't do her any good if she doesn't take it. So Jesus has come and he's provided all of this, but all we need to do is take it. All we need to ask is for the asking. If I'm sick, I can ask him to heal me. If I'm blind, I can ask him to heal me, right? A few years ago, I wasn't able to walk like this. I was in a wheelchair. They would wheel me into the church and help me get out of the wheelchair, all that kind of stuff. I had a bad case of arthritis in my right knee. And it was so bad, I would go to therapy, and the doctor said, your knee is too bad for therapy. And so the Lord spoke to me. And he told me, I'm going to heal you. And I took courage that he would heal me. He didn't heal me right instantly. But one day, I was getting ready to walk into the church. And the strength came into my knee. I don't know if it came before I got, because I was walking in, wasn't nobody wheeling me in. And I walked from the back of that church to the front and sat down, and everybody was amazed. God did that. From that day to this day, I've been able to walk. Now, I'll tell you, my knee was so bad till it would give way. If I tried to walk, it would give way. And that was the problem. I had to have a walker or something, or a wheelchair, because I could never know when I was gonna fall. It's never done that since. I've had little odd feeling one time, but it's never done that. I've never fallen anymore or any of those things. So God is a healer. All we have to do is to look to him and to believe in him and ask him. A few weeks ago, I was in Dallas. I have had both of my shoulders, rotator cuff muscles, torn. And sometimes my left arm would go out of place. And I've even asked Sarah, come help me move my arm. So that night I was in church in Dallas and my arm was affected me so I was trying to get it placed up, trying to move it to get it, and I was in pain. And you know what? I went for prayer and I could feel the power of God help healing my shoulder. Now it still has issues sometimes, but it has never gone back out of place. Not one time. Have I asked you all to help me? Since then, that was just a few weeks ago. Nothing is too hard for God. And all of this is because of Jesus. Let's go to Hosea 6:1-3. But we need to ask him. We have all of this, so to speak, at our fingertips. And it's there for the asking.
Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn, and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days he will revive us, and the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth.
Yes. All we have to do is come. He says, come unto me. If you have a problem, bring your problem to him. Don't just feel like you got to work it out yourself. God is there to work for us. Go to 2 Chronicles, chapter 2 and verse 7. And while she's getting that, I'm going to read Isaiah 55 and 1. It says, ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. So we need to come to the Lord. He has this for us, but if we don't come to him, we won't partake of it. Read 2 Chronicles 2 and 7.
Send me now, therefore, a man cunning to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in iron and in purple and crimson and blue, and that can skill to grade with the cunning men that are with me in Judah and in Jerusalem, whom David my father did provide.
I think somehow we got the wrong scripture. So we're not going to worry about that. Let's go to Romans 7, and we're going to read 7 through 14. The main thing that people for generations were bound under was sin. Sin is the thing that has people bound. Sin is the cause of, you say, why do they act that way? Why are they so mean? You know, there's some people that's real mean that you can't hardly get along with them. Why are they like that? It's because of sin. Sin makes them like that. If they had Jesus and got rid of the sin business, it would be a difference in the way they look, they act, they treat other people and all. So the devil is cast down because he cannot have control over us if we come to Jesus. If we don't come to Jesus, then we're going to stay bound up under whatever the devil wants us to do. You wonder some people why some people steal. They can't keep their hands off of other people's things. It's the devil. It's the devil that makes them like that. Why do they tell lies? Some people can't tell the truth. Look like you ask them, they can't tell the truth. They just habitual liars. Why? Sin. Sin is the cause of all of these problems. The things that would make people do right, if people would do right, if they would get rid of the sin business and let Jesus come into their heart. Romans 7, I have it. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Remember that when people under the law, they tried to live under the law, but they couldn't do right. Because the law just pointed out what was sin, but it couldn't keep them, God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. The law teaches us sin, what sin is. For I had not known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandments, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. Other words, if I don't know that I'm sinning, I'm not really held accountable for it. That's how children, the little children, if they die, they're going to go to heaven. You know why? Because they don't know sin. They don't know what sin is. They are not held accountable. So sin is dead to them because they don't have any knowledge. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. Once you know better, once you know that you are sinning, then you die a spiritual death. That's what he meant, I died. And the commandments which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. See, those commandments tell me thou shalt not steal. When I know thou shalt not steal and I go steal, that makes me dead now. It makes it death to me. Long as I don't know any better, I'm okay. I'm alive. But once you learn what's wrong and you do the wrong, then you die a spiritual death. For sin taken occasion by the commandments deceived me, and by it slew me. Many people are bound down because of sin. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good. Other words, the law is good. It shows you what's right. But sin is working death in you. That sin by the commandments might become exceedingly simple. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. If you got the can't help us, you can't keep from lying or stealing. If a person can't keep from lying or stealing or doing other bad things, they are sold under sin. It's like the devil got a rope around them. You know how you take a dog, you have a dog and you want to walk him, you put a leash around him and you got a rope. And you get him to go where you want him to go. That's the way the devil is. When people are bound under sin, he got that rope on them and they can't get loose except through Jesus. And Jesus provided the way to get loose. But we're so thankful that we can be delivered. We don't have to be bound under sin. God can heal us. Sometimes people have emotional issues. They just depressed. Or maybe they have different problems that make them look at people. Maybe for instance like this. I come up to you and I say, how are you doing? And a person with certain emotional issues, they may think, well, I might say, oh, it's a beautiful day. And they might think, well, I don't see nothing wrong with this, nothing beautiful about this day. Do you see what I mean? They have emotional issues. Those emotional issues affect how they react to people. Maybe a person is totally innocent, not meaning a thing, and they'll take it wrong. That's emotional issues. You know what? Jesus came to heal those emotional issues. He came to give us a clear vision about life and about people and to be able to get along with people and not allow our attitudes and our ways of thinking hinder us from getting along and dealing with people. So I'm thankful for the healing that's in Jesus. It says, we'll read on in this chapter, says, for that which I do, I allow not. And for that which I would, that I do. In other words, I don't want to be like this. I don't want to take bad attitudes toward people. I don't want to look at them in a negative way. All of these things. I don't want to hate people. That which I would, that do I not. In other words, the thing I want to do, I seem like I can't do. And the thing that I don't want to do, I find myself doing it. I've heard cases where people, I've heard that a person might drink the alcohol and they go and they talk all terrible to their companion and treat the children bad. Then when the alcohol wears off, they're sorry. They're sorry. They don't want to do that. What's making them do it? The alcohol. But what's really making them do it is sin. They cause them to do the alcohol. They cause them to do these wrong things. And so he said, but that I hate, that I do. This is a person that's in a bad way, doing things that they hate to do. They can't help it. But I'm thankful that we can no longer hide behind the can't help us, because Jesus has provided the way for us. And so he says, come to me. Let's go to Matthew 11 and 28. While she's getting that, I want to read a few more scriptures here. It says, if then I do that which I would not, and I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would do, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I do good, evil is present in me. I delight in the law of God after the inward part, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. In other words, my mind is one way, but for some reason I'm doing something another way and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. What a place to be in. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Who? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's who delivers us. And all we have to do when we get in places like that, remember, all we have to do, if that ever happens to you, is come to Jesus. Now let's read Matthew 11 and 28.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls.
So all we have to do is come to the Lord. When we feel like we're out of control, you know, sometimes you talk to your children, your grandchildren, and they'll do something, and then they'll say they're sorry, and then they'll do it again. But all they have to do is come to Jesus. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, whatever your issues, your problems, your needs are, come to Jesus, bring them to him. I will give you rest. He said, I am meek and lowly in heart. sometimes you kind of be ashamed to go to some people. You know, they are so arrogant, you're ashamed to go to them. But you don't ever have to be ashamed to go to Jesus. He stands with the outstretched arms, welcoming everyone, no matter who, and no matter what the problem is, because he loves us. What a blessing it is to bring our cares to Jesus. Isaiah 1:18-19.
Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
But if you refuse and
rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
So he says, come. Come now. Don't wait till later. Come now, he said. And let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, no matter how deep in sin, or no matter how far the sins seem, we don't never have to feel there is no hope. Because as long as there's life, there's hope, and we can call on him, and he's willing to forgive us and cleanse us from all our sin. St. John 7:37. I hope I got it right, you all. Sometimes I put it down wrong. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So all we have to do, it's like he agonized and he desired, come to me. I will give you what you need. And so we have a song that's on our heart. And I'm going to read the song and the girls are going to sing it. Because the accuser of our brother is cast down, and we can be delivered and liberated through Jesus' blood, let us come to him for whatever our needs are. Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. O ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Are you disappointed, wandering here and there, dragging chains of doubts and loaded down with care? Do unholy feelings struggle in your breast? Bring your case to Jesus. He will give you rest. Stumbling on the mountains, dark with sin and shame, stumbling toward the pit of hell's consuming flame, by the power of sin deluded and oppressed, hear the tender shepherd, come to me and rest. Have you by temptation often conquered been? Has a sense of weakness brought distress within? Christ will sanctify you if your claim is best. In the Holy Spirit, he will give you rest. The refrain says, come unto me, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly. Come and trust my might. Come, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You girls, will you all sing that song for me, please?
Hear stand the blessed up. Savior calling the oppressed. Oh, ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. born there, wandering here and there, dragging chains of doubt and loaded down with care. Do unholy feelings struggling your breast, bring your case to Jesus, he will give you rest. Come unto me, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, hear me and be blessed. Stumbling towards a pit of hell's consuming flame, by the powers of sin deluded and oppressed, hear the tender shepherd come to me and rest. Come unto me, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, of weakness brought distress within. Christ will sanctify